you for calling Accurate Welding. Press 1 to schedule a truck for pickup. Press 0 to reach an operator. Press 4 for Tony Vincent. If you know your party's extension, you can enter it at any time, or press 8 for a dial-by-name directory.
Welcome to the directory. Please enter your first 3 or more letters of your party's first name followed by the pound key using your touch tone key. D E R E K space S T A R K S extension 109. If this is the person you are looking for,
hey, is this Derek?
This is Derek.
Hey, Derek, this is Taylor from Bank of Cardiff. How's your morning going?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. The reason for my phone call here is I'm just following up on an offer I extended your way in regards to some financing you did with Delage Landon in 2013. And I was kind of just seeing how business is going over there, see what was in the pipeline that may require some equipment or capital around there.
We're done with capital purchases for the year. Budget spent.
Okay, you saying you just buy your equipment for the rest of the year?
Yep.
Okay, are you still banking with Delage?
Yeah, I think I still have 1 or 2 weeks out with them.
Oh, you guys have like a line of credit or a business loan with them?
Nope, just equipment lease.
Just equipment lease. Do you pay for everything else using internal cash?
That and line of credit.
Okay. When do you kind of review the finances for the year?
We're going through that right now.
Okay. How much do you guys have used up on your line of credit, if you don't mind me asking?
We have $1 million line.
$1 million line? And how much is used up?
Yeah. We only use what we need to.
So very minimal?
Very minimal, yeah.
Okay.
It's more there for if we get land a big job and we got to buy, a couple $100,000 worth of material.
Right.
In that 30 term line, it takes us 4 to 5 months to build a job. So we bank on that to help carry us until we get the okay.
Yeah, I hear you. What's the time of the year that you guys normally get most of your jobs in?
It's just random, man. We never know.
Okay. Are they, government contracted or just commercial businesses?
Commercial businesses.
Mostly? Okay. Well, right on. Is it possible just to get an email so I can send you something in case anything were to come up in the future that, you require something outside your line of credit that you guys already have?
Yeah, to be honest with you, man, I mean, we're pretty well set with everything for at least a year. We're not, that's the topic of this conversation right now, is not spend any more money on any equipment to bear down. And
okay, not a problem. What was the piece of equipment that you bought, if you don't mind me asking, was it a welding?
No, it was a big CNC mill.
CNC, okay.
Yeah.
How much did that cost?
$500.
And how much do you make on something like that?
We'll try to get anywhere from $80 to $100 an hour on the machine.
Okay. And when is the ROI on that?
Probably 2019.
19 months?
No, 3 years,
36 months. 3 years, okay. Well, awesome, yeah. Yeah, thank you for kind of reviewing a little bit of your business about with me. It sounds like, Yeah, it sounds like you got all the equipment you need right now. Just a little rundown, we do equipment financing and working capital. You know, if I understand you have no immediate need right now, but things do come up in the future, and, you know, traditional banks do take longer than your standard. You know, we do 48-hour approval and funding, and we have a match or beat policy for equipment financing. So if that was ever to come up in the future, you know, we would be able to help you out here.
What are the interest rates on some of your loans?
Well, we have a couple of different programs. Like I said, we have the equipment financing that starts in the mid to single digit range, mostly based on credit and I think time in business and what kind of equipment it is, of course. For the working capital side, it kind of depends on what you're looking to do. If you were to get a line of, not a line of credit, sorry, a working capital loan, how much do you think you would need?
That's one of my problems is you know, most of the leases I have, you know, you just can't buy them out. You know, you're still going to pay the same amount of interest, so you're really not saving anything. I don't know.
You said you would use it for a lease?
Well, I mean, if I wanted to consolidate the debt and free up some cash and work some capital, then I would borrow some money just to pay down on some of the loans that we have. And more capital that way.
Yes.
The loans that we have are all, you know, 5-6 month dollar buyout back. So.
Right. You know. And who are those other loans with?
There's two with the Logan and what was it? Chemical Bank. There's a couple of them with them.
And you're using those currently for other leases?
On equipment,
okay. Yeah, it would make sense to consolidate the debt, but we would want you to get you a little bit more than what you would need for just consolidating so that you could use that money to obviously flip it and make more money on that. Would make the most sense if you were to do something like that. Well, you said there was on a five-year term for that equipment lease? Okay. Yeah, that's pretty typical what we do here as well. Okay. Is it possible to get an email just to send you something in case you know, you decided to go down this road for working capital?
Yeah, I mean, I've got my line of credit, so if I were to do that, I would just take that route.
Yeah, I mean, line of credit is good, but I know you understand that, you know, the line of credit can be withdrawn on any given month. So, you know, if you were to run it up $200,000, $300,000 of your $1 million, it could get recalled at any month. And the reason why you would take a working capital loan with us is just because we can, our working capital program is based only on sales, basically. So is it possible to give me a gross annual, an estimate of your gross annual last year?
$5 million.
All right, so we would be able to typically take 5-10% of that, $500,000, $650,000, and give it to you as unsecured cash. If that were to, you know, be appeasing to, you know, consolidate the kind of debt that you have over there, to help you free up some of that cash. And so you wouldn't have to... Yeah, we don't do APRs. We tell you up front, you know, the sum of money of interest, and it's a fixed payment across the months. Yeah, exactly.
At what rate?
Yeah, it definitely depends. You know, it's the best way to find out is to turn an application. But how long have you been in business for?
Over 40.
40 years? Okay, and what's your credit looking like? Is it so like 680 is like the national average? Is it above that, below that?
Me personally, I'm 750.
750, okay. Yeah, we do review things such as your personal credit, but the loan itself is only tied to your business credit, which is another advantage that we have.
Everything to this business is tied to me personally, so.
Okay, I see. So you cross your personal and your business accounts?
It's pretty much how all lenders do it.
Okay. So let's see. This is what I could do for you. I will send you just said one application is all I need. And with the working capital side, you know, there's I'll send a list. It's just basically just bank statements and a tax return, your most recent tax return. And if you're able to get that into me, I can see what kind of programs you qualify for and get you approved for one in 24 hours. And then at that point, you can choose, you know, which one would make sense if you wanted to continue on from there.
All right, send it over. You're going to send it to dcarkf@accuratewelding.us.
Okay, and is that your personal, or should I make it attention out to you?
Yeah, it's my primary.
Okay, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Derek. Yeah.
If I'm interested, then I'll send the app in.
Most definitely. Yeah, is there like a kind of time I can expect it back, or is there a time I should follow up with you maybe next week or something like that?
If I'm interested, I'll fire an email back, and then we'll get the conversation going.
Awesome. Sounds perfect. All right, I'll send it out here in a little bit.
I'll take care of all the information in there.
Okay. We'll be in touch, Derek.
All right.
Have a good one, man.